So with that, we'll turn back to James chapter 3, verses 13 through 18, which say the following: Who among you is wise and understanding? Let him show by his good behavior his deeds in the gentleness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy, selfish ambition in your heart, do not be arrogant and so lie against the truth. This wisdom is not that which comes down from above, but is earthly, natural, demonic. For where jealousy and self-ambition exist, there is disorder and every evil thing. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering, without hypocrisy. And the seed whose fruit is righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. So we started on this passage a couple Sundays ago and talked about that James here talks in right of wisdom. And he compares almost two types of wisdoms, the worldly wisdom as well as the heavenly wisdom. And as we started this passage, we talked about who amongst us would not like to be wise. The answer to that question is none. I'm sure you all want to be wise, and so would I. And if you look back to 13, verse 13, the very first verse of this passage that we read, that is exactly the same question that James leads with. He says, who among you is wise and understanding? He asks that question, and then he tells us, describes what wisdom is. So it's a long passage, and to remind you, we broke it up into five pieces. The first piece is, in fact, this question that he asks, a rhetorical question where he makes us think about wisdom. What is it? Second piece was in verse 13, where James essentially is telling us to focus and examine our works. Examine your actions. Look at verse 13, the latter part. He says, let him show, meaning look at what you do. The third piece was examining your heart. In verse 14, he's talking about look at your heart issues, or the intent of your heart that drives the action. That was the third part. And fourth part, that's what we're going to talk about today. James is telling us to examine our life to see if the false wisdom is there and if it's in control. And fifth and the final part of the outline we'll talk about next time is examining our life to see if true wisdom is in control, because clearly he's talking about the different types of wisdoms here. So with that, today we'll talk about and we'll focus on verses 15 through 16, just two verses where James is telling and asking the reader, basically us, to examine our lives to see if this false wisdom is in control. So let's go ahead and look at those two verses one more time. So verse 15, look at what it says. He says, this wisdom is not that which comes down from above. Again, we're picking this up after putting it down for a week. So the immediate question should be, well, it says this wisdom. What wisdom? What wisdom is he talking about? So if you look at the prior verse, the prior two verses actually, he's talking about the earthly wisdom. The verse right before it, look at verse 14, he says, if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your heart, don't be arrogant and lie to yourself. If you have that, if the wisdom is based on that, then when he gets to verse 15, he says, that type of wisdom is not which comes down from above. So the earthly wisdom, that which is based on trickery and all these different machinations, James says, is not that which comes down from above. And if you look back to chapter 1, verse 17, remember in 1:17, James in his own words, he says that every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no partiality. So here he tells us it's not that. Earthly wisdom is not that. It's not coming from above. Well, so then what is it? And he goes on to describe what it is. If we read on, verse 15, look at the next statement. It says, but it is earthly, natural, and demonic. So he gives us these three words that describe human wisdom. First one is earthly, he says. Well, what is earthly? If we think about earthly, It is meaning of human philosophy, belonging to this world and having no connection to the heavenly things. Human earthly wisdom is born from our own desires and human intelligence. It never goes beyond to consider the spiritual things. So James says, first, this worldly wisdom, he starts out by saying that it is earthly. And there's ample examples of that. If you think even of what we read in the press, what we see on the TV, what you read on the internet, there are so many examples of this earthly wisdom. For example, when we consider the press, humanly wisdom tells us that as younger people and older people alive, we are encouraged to experience all that this life has to offer. Right? The world says, try everything. Experience it. How else will you not know if you don't try it? But what does the Bible say? The Bible says, Solomon in Proverbs says, actually in Ecclesiastes he says that young man, enjoy, but know that for everything you must stand before God and give account. That's heavenly wisdom. Also, here's another very real example that is facing especially some of the younger couples. Nowadays, especially here in America, our society is very much against spanking, right? Nobody is spanking their kids anymore. It's uncool, and there's laws against it. And I can go on and on this topic. But what does the Bible says again? It says, do not spare the rod if you love your son. Another example, we're also encouraged as teenagers and young men and women to have many relationships. Find yourself. How is that? How will you be in a serious relationship if you don't know who you are? So the society and the world encourages you to do so. But what does the Bible say? The Bible say that the marriage bed is undefiled. And that's the thing only saved for one person. So those are all examples of this earthly wisdom that we just ran through. That Solomon says, yes, the earthly wisdom or the wisdom that is not from God. That's what he's saying. James is saying the wisdom that is not from God is first of all earthly. It's grounded on these earthly things. Right? The next word he says, it's natural, meaning pertaining also to the life of the natural world and all that belongs to it, in contrast to the spiritual realm. And again, if you look around, most of the wisdom and most of the things are so focused on the natural things, things that could be explained by just natural occurrences. Even take, for example, the theory of the creation of the world. If you start talking about something that is spiritual in nature, which would be creationism, it's immediately dismissed. Why? Because it's not necessarily explained by the natural laws of the world. So James tells us that this wisdom that is not godly is first earthly and then just natural. And it always makes me think of the verse in Jude. In Jude 19, there's a verse that says the following. These are sensual persons, when it's talking about the unbelievers, who cause division, not having the Spirit. And that's the key phrase, not having the Spirit. Thinking about the natural, thinking about the earthly, and not having the Spirit. While we know that the true wisdom has and is deeply rooted in the Holy Spirit. And then finally, the third word in verse 15, it says it's demonic. So James, it almost seems like he starts from a top step. He says that that wisdom that doesn't have its foundation in the Word of God is earthly, natural, and lastly, demonic. So the source of it, he's telling us, is Satan himself. And if we think back to the verses we already read earlier in this chapter, verse 6, I believe. Yes, it is verse 6, where James is talking about taming the tongue. He says the following, the tongue is a fire, a word of iniquity. The tongue is so set amongst our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature and is set on fire by hell itself. He also told us in that verse that the tongue, unregenerate tongue, the source of that tongue is hell itself. And here in verse 15, also reminds us that wisdom, earthly wisdom, is rooted in demonic wisdom itself as well. So with that, as he defines the earthly wisdom, in verse 16, then James goes on and tells us, well, what are the results if that wisdom is present in the lives of individuals? What is the result? If you look at verse 16, it says, "For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist," and the same words in 16 are used in verse 14, where he's describing that wisdom. So he says, wherever that exists, what happens? There's disorder in every evil thing. So all you have to do is really just take a look around in our world. Is there disorder and evil things right around us? Yes, there are. There's disorder to some extent, to varying degrees, in our own city, in our own nation. There is a greater sense and permutation of disorder outside of our nation. Are there evil things? There is every evil here in our city, in our nation. There is a bunch of other evil things also outside as well, all over the world. So what are we witnessing, we might ask ourselves? We're really witnessing the result all around us, all in this world, of this ungodly wisdom being put to the test and being exercised by people right all around us and really all over the world. So with that, how can we learn from it? Or what can we glean from these two verses that really describe wisdom that is not godly wisdom? And James will describe godly wisdom in the next two verses. But what can we learn from these two verses? And as I started our talk, I think I started by saying that these verses are for us also as Christians to examine our own lives to see if this false or ungodly wisdom is in control. To check our own lives to see, is the end result, is the disorder and the evil things present in my life? To see also, if you look in verse 15, whether the earthly or the natural views of the world are driving my decision or your decisions as we move forward. Realize and recognize that, because why? James is telling us what the Christian life, faith, and wisdom ought to look like. So test yourself. Let's test ourselves when we read these verses for the presence of this worldly wisdom in our own lives, and bring it to God in repentance if we do see it there. And next Sunday we'll examine the next two verses where heavenly wisdom is described. Amen.